From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration has backed Mexico's war on drug gangs as the FBI investigates the murders of three people connected to a U.S. consulate in a dangerous border city. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the consulate in Juarez will remain closed as officials review security there. One consulate worker and her husband were gunned down over the weekend in that border town after leaving a child's birthday party. Another man, the husband of a consular employee who was at the same event, was killed elsewhere in the city. Crowley said the U.S. is investigating.
We are determined, as are Mexican authorities, to get to the bottom of this particular tragedy, but also do everything we can to restore the rule of law in Mexico.
The U.S. has authorized family members of U.S. government employees in six border towns to return to the U.S., a decision Crowley said was made even before the weekend killings. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
President Obama told an audience in Ohio today that every argument has been made when it comes to his $2.5 trillion health care overhaul plan, and now it's time for Congress to vote. President calling for fellow Democratic lawmakers to come together and pass a health care bill.
Both parties have a lot of areas where we agree. It's just politics are getting in the way of actually getting it done.
Speaking at a senior citizens recreation center, the president talked about a letter he had received from a self-employed cleaning woman who had dropped her health insurance due to its high cost, only to later be diagnosed with leukemia. While the White House has said it has the votes needed to pass a health care bill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been struggling to persuade some Democrats to back the measure. The head of the Senate Banking Committee, Chris Dodd, has unveiled draft legislation aimed at rewriting the rules for Wall Street. More from NPR's Audie Cornish.
Despite weeks of bipartisan negotiations, Senator Dodd is moving forward without any Republican endorsements because he says he doesn't want to delay the financial industry regulatory overhaul anymore.
Let me be clear. We are still vulnerable to another crisis, and neither I nor anyone else can tell you with any degree of certainty that the American economy could survive another crisis of this magnitude. It is certainly time to act.
The draft bill would create a Consumer Protection Bureau within the Federal Reserve that would be headed by a presidential appointee and watch over mortgages, credit cards, and other lending. It would also create a systemic risk council of regulators to police the financial system for behavior that threatens the entire economic system. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Wall Street largely treaded water today ahead of tomorrow's Federal Reserve Board meeting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 17 points to end the session at 10,642. The Nasdaq closed down 5 points. The S&P 500 closed up just over half a point. This is NPR. Afghan officials now say the Afghan government was apparently holding secret talks with the Taliban's number two leader when he was captured last month in Pakistan. According to a close aide to Afghan President Hamid Karzai, the arrest infuriated Karzai while also raising concerns about whether the U.S. is willing to back peace discussions with top Taliban leaders who harbored al-Qaeda terrorists behind the September 11th terror attacks. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar was picked up by the Pakistanis with the help of U.S. intelligence. Researchers in Colorado have shown it's possible to identify someone based on the bacteria living on their skin. NPR's Joe Palka has details.
There's an enormous variety of completely harmless bacteria living on our skin. Turns out the kinds of bacteria that take up residence tend to stay the same over time. And what's more, the characteristics of these skin-based bacterial communities vary from individual to individual. These bacteria can easily rub off when you touch something. Now scientists at the University of Colorado Boulder have shown that it's possible to identify the person who uses a particular keyboard or mouse simply based on the bacteria he or she leave behind. And these bacterial residues retain their identities for as much as 2 weeks. There are clear implications here for criminal investigations, but as the scientists report in the journal PNAS, it will take a lot more testing before this technique could be used at crime scenes. Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.
In Fargo, North Dakota, the rising Red River continues to pose a flooding threat, with police escorting trucks carrying sandbags to low-lying areas which would be most threatened. Officials say they expect the river in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota to crest on Saturday. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.